next on the 5 o'clock report.
You normally just go in the pool.
We just got to do what it takes to make sure we stay safe.
Code red for humanity.
Didn't really see the market taking him that seriously. An attempt to intimidate the United States Supreme Court.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
The heat is on.
Yeah, there's no denying that. It is on. A sweaty good afternoon to you. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster. As predicted, this afternoon, a scorcher here in the listening area and much of the U.S. and Europe as well. Numerous heat advisories in effect around the area until this evening. Dr. Richard Charles says if you see signs of heat exhaustion or heat stroke, act quickly.
That would be signs to me that we should move inside or move somewhere where it's cooler and make sure that you're hydrating really aggressively with water.
Camp Seneca Lake counselor Kaylee Berlowitz knows how to beat the heat.
We normally just go in the pool and use our battery-powered fans to stay cool.
Yeah, not a bad plan there. If you have to work, though, like Elmira landscaper Chase Rickard, preparation is the key.
I like to make sure guys have plenty of different Gatorades, waters. You know, we got it working it, unfortunately, so we just got to do what it takes to make sure we stay safe at the same time.
And Ashley Zay with Lollipop Farm says to remember the heat takes a toll on your pets, too.
They really do have a hard time. They're more susceptible to things like heat stroke, and so you really do have to be careful.
Of course, much of the country has been baking for days. In Fort Worth, Texas, 86-year-old Wendy Francis was the recipient of an air conditioning unit donated by a local EMS agency.
It makes a big difference.
But this Texas official says repair crews are struggling to keep up with water mains that are breaking due to the harsh conditions there.
The ground is drying out, and when it shifts, the water mains can break.
Meanwhile, in Europe,
I'm Vicky Barker in London, cleaning up from the worst day of fires here since World War II.
At one stage, more than a dozen simultaneous fires across our city.
London Mayor Sadiq Khan warning that though temperatures have dropped from yesterday's record highs here, the fire danger remains across Europe.
Vicky Barker in London. Family Life meteorologist Kevin Williams will have our updated forecast in just a few minutes. It was hot in Massachusetts this afternoon, where President Biden chose the backdrop of a former coal-fired power station to talk wind power and climate change policy.
We're going to build a different future, one with clean energy, good-paying jobs.
And he says he has a lot of plans in store under emergency powers.
The UN's leading international climate scientists call the latest climate report nothing less than, quote, code red for humanity.
Mr. Biden has pledged to tackle climate change through executive actions.
As president, I'll use my executive powers to combat the climate crisis in the absence of congressional action.
Well, the president didn't specify just what actions he has in mind using those emergency powers of the White House. James Freeman with the Wall Street Journal has serious doubts whether the president has the authority to order some of the climate mandates he might have in mind.
If he has the authority to do all these things, why has he been asking the Congress for the last year and change for them? He got denied.
Fox Business News analyst Connell McShane says the business sector wasn't very impressed by what Biden had to say today.
Right now, their bet seems to be that either the president will never propose, or if he does, he might not make his way through the courts. In other words, they will never become reality, some of the worst from business's point of view. So I thought it was interesting today that we didn't really see the market taking him that seriously.
Now to Capitol Hill. The House has approved a bill that would protect same-sex marriage across the U.S. The, quote, Respect for Marriage Act is a response to recent comments from conservative Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, who suggested the High Court should reconsider the decision that led to the legalization of same-sex marriage in the U.S. and wrote that, quote, We have a duty to correct the error. Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen supported the House measure.
Simply says each state will recognize the other state's marriages and not deny a person the right to marry based on race, gender, sexual orientation.
Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has a different point of view.
This bill is simply the latest installment of the Democrats' campaign to delegitimize and attempt to intimidate the United States Supreme Court.
The measure is expected to face rough going when it makes it to the Senate. Vice President Kamala Harris continues to claim that Americans of any religion can support abortion while staying within the guidelines of their faith. While speaking at the NAACP convention in Atlantic City, Harris said that a woman's ability to make that decision can be supported without anyone abandoning their faith or their beliefs. Harris has made similar claims in the past. Tough to reconcile that with the Bible, which says each person has been made individually, knit together in their mother's womb. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska calls Russia's ongoing invasion of her country an unprovoked, invasive terrorist war.
We remain completely broken when our world is destroyed
by a war. Tens of thousands of such worlds have been destroyed in Ukraine.
Speaking to members of the U.S. Congress through a translator today, Mrs. Zelenska said the war is devastating her homeland and pled for advanced anti-aircraft missiles from the U.S. to help repel Russian air attacks. Home prices in the U.S. are setting another record. The National Association of Realtors says the average price of an existing home sold last month, $416,000. It's more than a 13% increase year over year. And a bit of history. Ohio's governor remembering the accomplishments of a native Ohioan in a big anniversary today. Mike DeWine posting to social media that it was on this day in 1969 that astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin landed on the moon. ABC covered the event.
Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin have already entered the LEM. They have been in it for several hours checking it out. The last word is that all systems are performing very well.
And just hours later, Armstrong became the first person to walk on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Immortal words. Armstrong born in a town near Lima, Ohio in 1930. He passed away in Cincinnati in August 2012. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, a giant Amazon project edges closer to reality in western New York, vandals strike a veterans memorial, and DNA tech solves a 40-year-old Pennsylvania homicide mystery.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Our call for tonight, thunderstorms will be in parts of the area, particularly southwest New York, northwest, and western Pennsylvania. Elsewhere and otherwise, tonight, muggy, generally fair. Overnight low temps dropping not far, if any, below 70. Tomorrow, hot and humid again. Clouds of sunshine with a shower and thunderstorm. High temperatures from the low 80s to the low 90s. On Friday, plenty of sunshine in Pennsylvania. A sun-cloud mix with an afternoon thunderstorm in New York. High temperatures Friday, mid-80s to the lower 90s.
All right. Thank you very much, Kevin. We'll check in again with you in a little bit. But right now, let's take a look at the stories making news where you live across New York and Pennsylvania. Amazon, one step closer to building a brand new 3 million square foot facility in the town of Niagara. Last night, the town board gave the green light to the retail giant's plan to construct a new warehouse on more than 200 acres of land in the area of Niagara Falls International Airport. Some are thrilled by the plan, but not nearby resident Rob Taylor.
You're forcing me to put my house up for sale and pick up my life and start all over again. All on you people sitting right here. It's really a shame.
But Niagara County Department of Economic Development Commissioner Michael Casal tells WIVB the property was meant for something just like this.
It's been advertised as such for more than a decade. And to tell the site selection community in the world that, yes, we're shovel ready, but no, we're not for this project, would send a very terrible message.
Town of Niagara Supervisor Lee Wallace says he understands concerns about traffic as well as recent issues with Amazon's treatment of some of its employees, but says none of that was enough to halt this major project.
You never know what's going to happen, but we got to move forward and hope for the best and hope that things will work out.
The distribution center is projected to create over 1,000 jobs in the area. Several financial aspects, including Amazon's pilot agreement with the county, have yet to be negotiated. A public hearing on those topics and others will be held next month. Anger in Niagara Falls over the vandalism of a veterans memorial there. Vandals recently overturned and heavily damaged a marble bench that's part of the memorial in the city's Hyde Park. A member of the Memorial Commission tells WGRZ the incident has angered many.
Very disturbed by individuals do something so disrespectful to veterans and veterans' families. And all the donors have paid for everything we have here over the years.
Stan Zimmerman says he just can't understand why anyone would do such a thing. The commission is now working to replace the donated marble bench. That EMT who had a confrontation with a Rochester police investigator says she's going to sue the department. RPD's police union, the Locust Club, had issued a statement saying the situation had been resolved, but the EMT's attorney says not so, and that a discussion cited by police occurred in the back of the investigator's car while she was handcuffed. That altercation first reported by WHEC in Rochester, which aired security camera footage of the incident outside of a Rochester hospital emergency room, led to the investigator being suspended, though with pay. The city's police accountability board is also investigating. A bizarre homicide story out of Montana, which has claimed the lives of a suburban Syracuse man and his 18-month-old daughter. Police in East Glacier, Montana say David Seo of Pompey and his young daughter were shot and killed after a man first tried to run over his family with a car, then got out and started shooting. Police say the suspect, 37-year-old Derek Madden, also critically injured Seo's wife, Christy, and her sister, Christina, before Christina Seo fatally injured Madden, with whom she reportedly had had a previous relationship. WSYR's Andrew Conovan reading a statement from one of the Pompey area churches where that family was prominently involved.
were beloved and served joyfully in many ways in our church community during that time. We are grieving with our brothers and sisters at Pompey Community and are mourning with the CO and Brownell families.
Reverend Jim Kelsey, executive minister of the American Baptist Churches of New York State, says Christy CO was a longtime member of their region staff. Two other children at the scene of that confrontation escaped injury. Governor Hochul outlining how New York State will tackle COVID cases this fall. That story from Natalie Migliorin.
Part of the plan focuses on the upcoming school year. Governor Hochul says 3 million COVID tests will be handed out to schools and students won't have to mask up in classrooms.
But I'm going to reserve the right to return to this policy if the numbers change, the circumstances change, and the severity of the illnesses change.
The plan also includes bolstering hospital systems and improving access to vaccines and treatment. Hochul says the state will conduct a review on how it handled the pandemic to serve as a blueprint for future emergencies.
Now to Pennsylvania, a national memorial to emergency medical care service workers made a stop in Pittsburgh area to honor Jeanette paramedic William Secor, who died of COVID while serving during the pandemic. His son, Matthew Stewart, is carrying on the family's EMS tradition and appreciated the gesture.
It's tremendous. For somebody in the EMS services to be recognized like this is an awesome experience.
The procession continues its journey to Virginia for the kickoff of a 62-mile-long National EMS Weekend of Honor bike ride that's slated to begin on Saturday. And Pennsylvania authorities say they've solved a 40-year-old cold case homicide thanks to modern DNA technology and an old coffee cup.
68-year-old David Sinopoli, married with four children, has been arrested in connection with the December 1975 stabbing death of a 19-year-old woman in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. County District Attorney Heather Adams.
This case was solved with the use of DNA and specifically DNA genealogy. And quite honestly, without that, I don't know that we would have ever solved it.
Police tracked down the suspect through DNA he had left behind on a coffee cup at the Philadelphia airport back in February.
Jim Crisula reporting. Your nightly market report is up next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
After an uncertain start, stocks continuing their momentum today. Coming off of Netflix earnings, which beat expectations, tech stocks saw some gains. In broader economic news, existing home sales for June came in lower than estimated, but it didn't seem to faze investors. Oil was down slightly today to $102 a barrel. The Dow gained 47 points, the S&P 500 tacking on 23, and the NASDAQ coming out best, rising 184 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Humorist Mark Twain wrote, "Don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait." Hi, I'm Rob West with another MoneyWise Minute. Real estate can be a smart investment. It can give you an income stream through renting and almost always appreciates in value. If you don't like being a landlord, you can buy shares in a REIT or a real estate investment trust. REITs work by allowing companies to buy real estate or mortgages using the combined assets of their investors. And that's how you, as perhaps a smaller investor, can take advantage of owning real estate. Think of a REIT as a mutual fund, but for owning real estate instead of stocks. REITs aren't for everyone, but one thing's for sure, if you invest in one, you'll never get a late-night call about leaky plumbing. Connect with a certified Kingdom advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
All right, still to come on the 5 o'clock report.
Let's eat hot dogs! Let's eat hot dogs!
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Heat and humidity will continue to prevail right through the week and the coming weekend. Our call for tonight: thunderstorms will be in parts of the area, particularly southwest New York, northwest, and western Pennsylvania, hit and miss. They could be locally strong. Elsewhere and otherwise, tonight, muggy, generally fair, with overnight low temps dropping not far, if any, below 70. Tomorrow, hot and humid again, but not as hot as today. Clouds, sunshine with a shower, thunderstorm. High temperatures from the low 80s to the low 90s, cooling near Lake Erie in Ontario. On Friday, plenty of sunshine in Pennsylvania, a sun-cloud mix with an afternoon thunderstorm in New York. High temperatures Friday, mid-80s to the lower 90s.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. Finally at 5, here's a story we truly hope you'll relish. Family Life's Brian Query is hot-dogging it today.
When we think of summer, many things come to mind. Lemonade, sunshine, and cookouts, among other things. And at the center of those cookouts is something we celebrate today.
Hot dogs!
It's National Hot Dog Day. One of the first recorded sales of hot dogs in the U.S. is around 1870, when Charles Feltman, a German immigrant, began to sell hot dogs out of a stand on Coney Island. He sold over 3,600 Frankfurters in a bun that year alone. And while there's no exact record as to when National Hot Dog Day was created, it's regularly celebrated on the third Wednesday of July each year by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Celebrating this day is fairly straightforward. Just make your hot dog your way and enjoy it however you'd like. And if you're in a pickle and can't celebrate today, don't worry, you can always catch up tomorrow. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
A white hot with mustard, ketchup, and relish for me, please. And don't burn the thing either. That's the world we live in for Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.